All right, 1380 WPHM, our live coverage of the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference continues, and we are joined right now by U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. Senator, good morning.
It's good to be with you, Paul.
How has this conference been for you so far? What are your observations?
It's been busy, but great. I mean, one of the things that I love is it brings together decision makers from business and government and nonprofits and education and hospitals and, you know, labor and everybody all together. And it's an opportunity to get a lot done in a short amount of time.
I remember last year you were working on the farm bill when you were
yes.
up here. That was a year-long project, wasn't it?
It was, and we got it done in December, and thank goodness, because there's not been a whole lot happening in the Senate since the beginning of the year. And so we got that done. It's a five-year bill, very, very important for farmers. What we are talking about this year as a delegation is what we're doing around various issues that threaten the Great Lakes. And so we announced we have specifically been able to come to an agreement with the Army Corps of Engineers on specific actions to create the best way to stop Asian carp from getting into the Great Lakes. And on July 1, our delegation on a bipartisan basis is going to Illinois to what's called Brandon Road Lock and Dam. It's 40 miles south of Chicago. This is the place where all the rivers come together, and it's the best place to put technology to hold the carp back. So we've got the estimated cost, we've got the plan, and now we can go forward and actually get it done.
That's a serious issue. I don't think people realize how serious that could be.
It really is. I mean, these fish get up to 100 pounds. They have no functioning stomach. So they get in the water. They basically eat all the food and all the other fish, then die because there's not the resources available. The other thing is they respond to sound. And so if you're boating, they jump out of the water in the boat. We've seen people, you know, break their nose on a jet ski because of these fish. So it's very serious to boating, to our fishing industry, and quality of life. And so that's why we've had such a concerted effort to be able to actually get something in place that we consider to be a permanent way to stop them.
Speaking of threats to the Great Lakes, some people believe that Line 5, the Enbridge oil pipeline, is a threat to the Great Lakes. The Attorney General of Michigan has vowed to have it shut down. What do you think?
Well, I think I'm always nervous about a 60-year-old pipeline that's going under the Great Lakes. I think there has to be something else. There has to be an alternative, and the governor is looking at is that the approach that has been suggested to put something underground, you know, wrapped in a sleeve, or is it eliminating it completely? They've got to figure out exactly what to do. But I can tell you this can't go on forever. I worry that even with a litigation option, this could go on for years with a 60-year-old plus pipe sitting there that is a risk to the Great Lakes. So I think the decision needs to be made sooner than later. It needs to be the very best one that will stop this threat.
Talking with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, who was at the White House a few weeks ago next to the president, and he made kind of a handshake deal that, yes, he would, in fact, pursue a major infrastructure program. And then last week, he took his ball and went home.
It was really shocking, actually, and disappointing, because we had met. It was a very positive meeting, as you said. We agreed that he asked us to come back with the priorities that we felt were important for infrastructure. We came in with a 35-page plan, not only on roads and bridges, but water, sewer systems, high-speed internet, and other issues that are important for infrastructure. We got in the room. He came in a little bit late and stood there maybe 2 minutes and then left and said, you know, he didn't intend to work with us. What was supposed to happen is we brought the priorities. Their team was supposed to lay out the way they would agree to fund it. And then we were planning on moving forward. So that was very unfortunate. It was a real lost opportunity. But I'm going to continue to do everything I can to try to get this on track. Both the federal government needs to act and the state government needs to act. Inaction is not acceptable on what's happening as it relates to water and roads and bridges and everything else.
We're getting the sense that nothing much is going to happen in Congress until after the presidential election, and that's 18 months away. That's a long time for inaction.
Well, there's, and that shouldn't be the case. There's no excuse for that. I mean, you know, I work on things every single day, that what we're doing on Asian carp, we're moving forward on the Sioux Lax, finally having all of that in place as a project. I am very involved in an effort, bipartisan effort, to fully fund and restructure community mental health and addiction services. I actually think we're going to get that done. And I am the lead with a Republican colleague, Roy Blunt, on community health center funding. We want to add mental health and addiction to that. So I'm still, you know, I'm the eternal optimist. And so I'm always looking for ways to get things done. But it's gotten very difficult and very chaotic, and we really can't sustain this much longer. People have got to be willing to come together. There are big problems, and people expect us to get things done.
Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller has wrapped up his investigation, put a stamp on it this week, right, when he said, you know, that's it, I'm done. And now it's up to Congress. Obviously, if impeachment proceedings happen, it would start in the House. Do you advocate that? What do you think is going to happen next in terms of investigating the president?
Well, Bob Mueller basically said he investigated and has given his findings to Congress. And so we do need to see efforts on investigative hearings to be able to take that forward. There are two things. One is that he found at least 10 different cases of obstruction by the president or attempts to do that. And so no president's above the law, so you can't ignore that. But the second thing he said, which is something that has bipartisan support in Congress and we should be acting on immediately, is without question, Russians interfered in our election. They're interfering in elections in all the democracies around the world, Brexit and Great Britain. They want instability. They want democracies to fall apart. They want us fighting with each other. And there's no question that they were involved in the election and that they still are. So this, and now China's coming in because they see the United States not acting. So we've got bipartisan bills in the Senate that need to get passed right away on sanctions. And I would underscore that the majority of the people, something like 27, 28 people that Bob Mueller already indicted were Russians, including three Russian companies. And so somehow we've got to be able to separate the politics around the president and look at the fact that our country is under attack in terms of cyber issues, and we need to act on that. That's very, very serious.
Yeah, very, very serious, very concerning. Senator, always good to see you. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate
it. Thank you. Always good to see you.
U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow with us on WPHM as our coverage of the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference continues at the Grand Hotel.